An Ontario Superior Court judge made history yesterday in more ways than one. In his ruling, he wrote and published a single sentence paragraph which consisted of one word. That word was crickets. He wasn't using the word to describe the chirping little insects that we hear in late summer, but rather he was using the word crickets as a metaphor to mean silence. I don't want to analyze the judge's choice of words, and I certainly don't want to discuss the judge's decision here, as tempting as that might be for me. Instead, I would like to focus on the meaning of the word paragraph, the building block of an academic essay. Many style books define the word paragraph as a group of sentences used to communicate a main idea. The books suggest that a paragraph generally consists of 5 to 7 sentences, which include a topic sentence, supporting sentences, and a concluding sentence. The style books also discuss deductive and inductive paragraph structure to help learners organize information in the paragraph, as well as other helpful tips about how to create unity of thought in that paragraph. All the information is good, as far as it goes. But as I like to say, there is nothing black and white about the English language. We are almost always working in gray zones. I was always taught that the definition of a paragraph had more to do with content than it did with length or appearance. After all, anyone can write 7 sentences of complete nonsense. These 7 sentences may appear in paragraph form, but they could hardly be classified as a paragraph. Although style books help us understand the form and function of a paragraph, there is no grammar rule in the English language that I am aware of which states that a paragraph must consist of a certain number of sentences. There is no rule that says that a paragraph must contain a topic sentence, supporting sentences, and a concluding sentence. Learners are taught general guidelines, but learners can use as many sentences as they need to complete their thought. This means that paragraphs can be as long or as short as a writer wants. The key is the effective communication of an idea. So, can one sentence be a paragraph? Yes. Can learners use a one-sentence paragraph when writing academic essays? Yes, of course. However, and there is a very big however attached to the information I've just provided you with, there is nothing wrong with using a one-sentence paragraph, provided that a person knows how and when to use it appropriately. A formal academic essay that consists entirely of one-sentence paragraphs would be considered unacceptable and would most likely be penalized for poor organization and underdevelopment of thought. The one-sentence paragraph is used for emphasis and contrast primarily. It appears, although not always, after a long paragraph as a summary of the information that preceded it, or sometimes to drive home a particular point. What's the lesson in this blog? In a nutshell, a one-sentence paragraph is perfectly acceptable when it is used in the right place at the right time. It should never be overused or abused. Any questions or comments? I hope not. Thanks for taking the time to listen. Have a great day.